A decades-old battle over Georgia water will be sorted out in the courts. The U.S. Supreme Court has appointed someone to decide who has the rights to supply and use water in a long-standing battle between Georgia and Florida. The decision will have a major effect on agriculture in those states. GPB's Sam Whitehead reports on a farmer in southwest Georgia who's had to do some creative thinking about water conservation.
Agriculture is big business in southwest Georgia, thanks in large part to irrigation. But a decision in a Supreme Court case in Georgia's decades-long water war with Florida and Alabama could cap how much water farmers use in the Flint River Basin. So farmers are looking for new ways to use less water, and some are turning to big data to find solutions. Meet Casey Cox. She's 25 and next in line to run her family's farm in Camilla.
I'm the chief technology officer of the farm.
Is that
an official title? That is my unofficial title.
She'll be the sixth generation to grow peanuts, soybeans, and sweet corn along the Flint River. But she'll only be able to contribute to Georgia's multi-billion dollar agriculture industry if she has water.
We wouldn't be able to produce anything without irrigation, especially in dry years. We all know that we wouldn't be able to do what we do without water, and we want to make sure we're using it responsibly for the next generation.
Of the thousands of irrigation systems that tap groundwater in southwest Georgia, the Coxes have just 9 of the long metal sprinklers. Their irrigators are already efficient, thanks to a technology that knows which parts of their fields don't need water.
We are able to remove those areas from irrigation, and so we have a 15% reduction in water use every time we turn the system on.
And that saves the farm money. But irrigation is getting even more advanced. Cox grabs her smartphone and opens up an app that's linked to a soil moisture monitor.
And we can pull up this app and look at the soil moisture level in the field, decide whether we need to irrigate or not, and then I can go to the next part of the app and cut the system on or off.
It is feedback control. You're making a change, and then you're seeing if that change had the effect, and it's just a closed loop. You keep monitoring and making a change.
Calvin Perry runs the University of Georgia's Stripling Irrigation Research Park. There, among the whisper of sprinklers, engineers are working to make irrigation systems smarter.
We know there's going to be periods for our farmers to remain productive that we're going to have to irrigate. So we want to help them be as efficient as they can be when they irrigate.
Leading that charge is UGA's George Valitis. I found him cleaning sandy soil from an auger, about to install a prototype soil moisture monitor with a colleague from Japan.
As you can see out here in these plots, we have a lot of different sensors installed, and the primary reason for these sensors is to watch what's happening in the soil moisture so we can verify our app models.
Those models will eventually drive apps that give farmers watering recommendations in real time. The idea is to take the guesswork and waste out of irrigation.
We convert this information, which is raw data on soil moisture, into actionable irrigation amounts.
One test showed Valitis' system could cut a farmer's water use in half. Applied to every irrigation system in the Flint River Basin, the impacts could be huge. But Gil Rogers with the Southern Environmental Law Center worries efficiency gains won't be enough.
Farm permits for water withdrawal are very permissive in Georgia. It's basically a rubber stamp.
He says Georgia's water laws were written that way to encourage the growth of the state's farm industry.
I think the problem now is that it's become too much of a good thing, and you've got more permits issued than there is water in a lot of cases.
Rogers says Georgia lawmakers should pass more sustainable water laws and says a decision from the Supreme Court could finally force them to do so. But farmer Casey Cox isn't waiting for that. Back on her farm, she takes me through a stand of longleaf pines to the clear, quick-flowing Flint River.
We depend on this for everything, so we have absolutely every incentive to take care of it.
For Cox, being smart with water now isn't about possible usage caps. It's really not even about saving money. She says conservation is an insurance policy for her future. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead.